Awaken my pet. I hope you slept well. Struggle not. It is useless. There is nowhere for you to go. You need only look down. Can you not see for yourself? What? Is that too tight, darling? Your restraints, I mean. I simply did not want you to escape, pet. You have been so disobedient as of late. Trying time and time again to make your little escape attempts. I've grown tired of them. I'm sure you can understand. I have a colony to run. I am a queen who has many subjects, and you, my darling, have been making my life infinitely more complicated than necessary. I implore you to stop this nonsense, pet. I would not wish to dispose of you. However, if you force my hand, I will always choose the well-being of my family over that of a pet. So let us not forget what your place really is. I will not have my generosity be taken for granted. So I have strung you up. I hope you will learn your lesson. Nod if you understand. You seem confused. Oh, no, 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 no. Just because you say you understand does not mean I intend to let you down so easily. You still have a lesson to learn, don't you? You know in your heart what you will do if I let you down. You will run away again, and that I cannot have. So no, I will not be letting you down anytime soon. Only when you have learned your lesson will you be let go. Oh? You say you have already learned your lesson? And how am I to be so sure? How can I trust that which has been disobedient time and time again? Can I be assured in such a thing? You have proven that your aims are suspicious at best. You are not worthy of my trust, and it will not be given again so freely. You will have to work at it for quite some time. You will need to suffer in your punishment. And only once I've seen your spirit break will I consider letting you go. I must be sure you will not betray me again. I am not convinced. What a disappointing attempt. However, an attempt was made. There. No need to cry. I am here for you. Always, forever. Simply do not anger me, and I will have no quarrels with you. You must understand my perspective. You have not been a very good pet recently. You simply must learn to behave, to do better, be better. I believe in you. I believe in your potential. If only you could see it too. I know that you could obey. If only you wanted. Is it? What incentive could I give you? I can't quite think of anything, upon what might incentivize you to do better. You are going to give me the headache, but if you cannot be straightforward with me, I'm afraid I have no use for you. Use for you. They need to eat. Do they not? Ah, yes. The fear in your eyes. That is exactly the look I am seeking. Is that incentive enough? No, seems not. Although it does seem to be making the gears turn in your head. You are brainstorming a solution, which is all I really ask, that you at least work with. What's that? Shame. I suppose then I can be on my way. No. Pray tell, what? You are thinking now. How interesting. What are you thinking? What solutions are floating around in that mind of yours? No, that one will not do, I'm afraid. Not very interesting. Waste of my time, personally. If that is all, well then out with it, mortal. I grow weary of this game. Hush, bat. I am pondering. It could do, but I'm afraid you'll need to put more on the line, or else it will bore me. Now that is interesting. Be willing to do all that for me. You must not care for your safety as much as I thought. You'd be willing to take each and every pound of me on top of you. I could crush you, you know. Beyond recognition. Beyond pity. And yet, your disregard for your own safety to make things up to me, it is inspiring some level of trust. You want to make it up to me that badly. That is interesting, to say the untie. Why do you speak of untie? You may prove your devotion to me, as you are. I can manipulate the webs as I need them. For our purpose, it will serve as extra stimulation. Wouldn't you agree? I think you like being restrained. No. Perhaps not now, but I think during the act, it will help you understand your place. You really are trying to garner favor. I didn't think you would agree to that so easily. Oh, cute. My sweet, sweet pet. So eager to be tied up and you. You simply want to please your mistress, as you should, as you should. Beads of sweat pooling on your skin taste especially sweet when you are fearful. I sense, though, it is a fear of excitement. You cannot lie to me. You yearn to confused. You have not known such relief in a while. I can remedy that. Doesn't that sound amazing, my dear? And I'll let you do it wherever you desire. I'm not as stingy as your mortal women. Think of all the possibilities. What's wrong? Are you starting to get nervous? Realizing you'll have to actually act on your words now. There, Ben. I'll soothe you soon. I can feel how stiff you. I can remedy it. And once I do have been remedied, so will our situation be. You don't even struggle. I called it. I knew you liked being bound, tied up. You could at least pretend that you hate it. It's a little late for that. I appreciate the sentiment. Oh yes, struggle. I believe you. So cute to see you wriggle around in my web. But I'll be taking what's mine now. Inside. Oh, mine. Far beyond what I was expecting. What a obedient individual. There. You're doing so well. So move that ankle is perfect. Oh. Being tied up really does excite you for some reason. I wonder why that is. I can feel you shuddering and shaking. I can feel the vibrations in the webs. Utterly misfortunate. I mean, what would I do without my most precious pet? You must take better care not to run away next time. If you want to be relieved again, then I think you should stay. Doesn't that sound like a wonderful